It's Raw Recap time. This is the Old Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit the bell on YouTube and subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. Make sure to hit that like. I'd love a like. Rate, review, all that good stuff. Hey, man, Raw was great, guys. Raw was great. Great 3 hours of wrestling. It went by speedy. Like, it was the first time I've watched Raw in a very long time where I looked at the clock and it was 10:30. And I was like, what? We're already here? We're done? It's been 3 hours already? Crazy. They had a spectacular segment with CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, and Seth Rollins. You know, their beef feels incredible. Wait. I take that back. Their beef feels incredible. What kind of line is that? Who says that? I'm not even going to cut it. Let's leave it. So their feud. Their feud is great. Punk came out and cut great promos. They made, a veiled poke at Vince McMahon, slash he who shall not be named. Drew McIntyre did his normal, incredible promo. Seth Rollins came out, cut his, I wouldn't even say normal, his most recently very good mic work. They were just holding court in the ring. CM Punk was, you can tell, CM Punk was having the most fun. I would love to ask him if he had a great time on Raw. He looked like he had a great time because he was very animated. Like, you can see the joy in wrestlers when they're very engaged in their own promos, right? So CM Punk was very, like, I wouldn't say spastic. It could have been that he was in his hometown, but everything he was responding to with a facial expression or a hand motion when Seth came out and said, you know, that's your, alluding to his bad arm, he's like, that's your counting arm. He took a bump. He, like, dropped to the mat and counted three with his left hand in reference to him being special guest referee, and the crowd loved it. He was begging Drew McIntyre to come into the ring to have just a fight. He wanted to fight him with one arm. And Drew said, you might have a weapon or whatever. And then he took another bump. He dropped to the floor on his back. He's like, just get in the ring and do something. It was very animated. It's very good promo. This is the first time I've ever been excited about CM Punk. I've never cared about that guy on a personal level, anything. I think the last time I cared about CM Punk was when he made his UFC debut. That was the only other time I was like, I'm interested in CM Punk to see if he's any good in the Octagon. He wasn't. But now, CM Punk is intriguing. And I think the reason I'm invested is because he seems very invested. He seems very on point with his promo. He seems ingratiated back into the WWE system. I feel like he's getting what he wants out of professional wrestling right now, and it shows. The same thing with Drew. I don't know any details about his contract dispute. I know it's up by WrestleMania. I don't know if he signed a new deal or whatnot. Whatever the case may be, the man has been doing the best work of his career, and my estimation is that at least before, he was like, well, if I don't stick around, I'm just gonna have fun and be the best, you know, complicated heel that I can be. And it's paying off. He's such an incredible performer right now, both in the ring and on the mic. It's great. I love that they've given him the rope to really explore this, you know, quote-unquote hypocritical character. He's a very 3D character. And then Seth Rollins, he's moving, if you've noticed, he's moving slowly away from the very flamboyant Seth Rollins. Like, he's not wearing the crazy peacock outfits these days. He's not dressing in, you know, the very bright tights and the heels and all this stuff. He's been very subdued, if you've noticed, because his character is morphing from not being as bright and colorful and moving more towards more serious while still maintaining the essence of the freaking gimmick, right? It's very subtle. He comes out in all black. It's very frilly still, but it's still all black. He's all business in the ring. And he's more vicious, and he's, you know, he's going after what he wants. I love it. And like I said, CM Punk is doing all the great work. So go watch that segment if you haven't watched Raw. It's an incredible segment. They went for like 25, 30 minutes or something. They talked for a long time, and it was engaged. My wife turned to me and she's like, when you watch wrestling, you look like you're studying, because I was just fixated on the screen. And I responded, I don't like a whole lot of things. That's not true. But I was like, I don't watch a whole lot of things. So the things that I do watch, I enjoy. That was the segment that I was watching when she said that. It was very engaging. The Rock showed up. He had a pretty decent, like, old school 90s segment or Attitude Era segment at the end, where he beat up Cody Rhodes and wiped his blood on the weight belt. Very cool. Did I mention Bayley earlier in this? I can't remember. I'm having my old brain is farting out, but maybe I'll do that for Thursday's episode. I wanted to do an episode about Bayley and Drew going to WrestleMania, but that's a whole 10 minutes. I want to talk about those two. So we'll keep this to Raw. Judgment Day beat up New Day and DIY, who were trying to have some makeshift conflict before their 6-man tag match. There's still two teams who have yet to be inserted into that match. I wonder who they're gonna move up into those spots. I think they get decided on SmackDown this week. I mean, they have to. We're only now at this time of this recording, 11 days before WrestleMania. I'm super excited. 2 days, full weekend of wrestling. It's gonna be great. The rest of Raw was solid. The rest of Raw really, like, between the wrestling, kind of promoting, not promoting, but moving gimmicks forward, like Candice LeRae's slow descent into, not even slow, she's kind of just like dove off the cliff of babyface, and she's going right to heel and kind of trying to drag Indy Hartwell down with her. Great. And one of the best segments was the Sami Zayn, Gunther, Chad Gable mix that they had. Oh, and let me not forget Bronson Reed. He's a big part of that. Sami Zayn took on Bronson Reed and he didn't have his eye on the prize, which was winning this match. He was too busy being concerned with Gunther. And because of that, Bronson Reed capitalized, took out Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn lost his match, lost a little momentum, probably lost some confidence in himself that he can win at WrestleMania. It doesn't help that Chad Gable, one of the best wrestlers in the company, in professional wrestling, let's get that out of the way, one of the best wrestlers in professional wrestling, told Sami that he's incapable of beating Gunther at WrestleMania. And I was reading the Raw recap on Cage Side Seats, and they made a great allusion to this being like Rocky III, where Apollo trains Rocky to fight Drago. It's basically that, where Chad Gable, for the past couple of weeks, has been telling Sami Zayn, you're not capable of beating Gunther. Now he says, if you want to, you have to change the way you think about this fight. You have to change the way you prepare for this fight. You have to change everything you're doing to prepare for Gunther, because you can't beat him the way you're doing it now. So if you want to beat Gunther, we can talk. And I was like, oh, you're going to train him? Please let me get a montage of him training Sami Zayn, because that is going to be great. Bastard Gable taking people under their wing so they can win gold. And obviously, this is going to lead to, come on, I'm just now deciphering this. If this is the Rocky III story, what happens? Sami Zayn gets trained by Chad Gable. Chad Gable gives him the tools and the talent. The tools and the confidence to take on Gunther. And then what happens after he wins the title? Chad's going to show up. It's like, yo, I just need to make sure that, you know, I can beat you. And then they have their own private match that we get in a vignette. I'm down for it. Anyway, Raw was fantastic. Great 3 hours of wrestling. If you haven't watched it, go catch the replay. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the O-Wrestling Podcast. Make sure to hit that like, subscribe, tell a friend, and don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.